So you're probably wondering why I'm wearing this cast. I was trying to hold open a revolving door for the lady behind me.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you are an adult, chances are you don't laugh enough. Kids do. Here's my grandson Judah laughing whenever his mother says Mercer Mayer.
Mercer Mayer.
Well, today, let's loosen up our funny bones with our jokes of the month. Joke 1. A guy goes ice fishing for the first time. Suddenly, hears a voice. There are no fish under the ice. He ignores it and moves to another area, cuts a hole, and tosses his line in. Again, he hears the booming voice, "There are no fish under the ice." He nervously looks up and asks, "Lord, is that you?" "No," says the voice. "This is the rink manager." Joke 2. A young monk arrives at the monastery. His assignment is to help the other monks copy old laws of the church by hand. He notices that they are copying from copies, not the original manuscript. So the new monk goes to the head monk. "If someone makes even a small error in the first copy," he says, "it would never be picked up. That error would be continued in all subsequent copies." The head monk says, "You make a good point, son." So the two go down into the dark caves beneath the monastery, open a locked vault, and begin looking over the original manuscripts. Suddenly, the young monk sees his superior banging his head against the wall and wailing, "We missed the R! We missed the R!" "What's wrong?" cries the young monk. With tears in his eyes, the head monk replies, "The word is celebrate." Well, joke 3 is an oldie but a goodie. A man and his wife are having an argument about who should brew the coffee each morning. The wife says, "You should. You get up first." The husband says, "No, you should. I'm terrible at it." His wife replies, "Well, you should learn. Besides, it says in the Bible that the man should make the coffee." "He can't believe it. Show me," he says. She fetches a Bible, opens it, and points to the title of one of the books, Hebrews. Well, I too have been quick to throw Bible references at people in the heat of an argument. I've used scripture as a club to whap those I disagree with. When I do, I must ignore verses like Hebrews 12:14. "Make every effort to live in peace with everybody and to be holy." Everyone? Every effort? Yes. We Christians are called to love even our enemies. Loving someone doesn't mean you agree with everything they do or everything they believe. But grace and truth go hand in hand. Quinton Steef has been my friend for 25 years. He pastors a large church in Des Moines, Iowa. Each time I go there, they have added more services. One day, Quinton found himself in a great conversation with a man in his community. The guy finally asked, "What do you do?" "I'm a pastor," said Quinton. The man stepped backwards and said, "Then you wouldn't like me." "Why's that?" "Well, I'm an atheist and I'm gay. Now what do you think of me?" "Well," smiled Quinton, "two things. First, you don't believe this yet, but I believe God made you in His image, and that gives you infinite dignity, value, and worth. Secondly, Jesus told me to love my neighbor as myself. You're my neighbor, and I love you." The man stepped forward and said, "Where is this church?" Is there someone you disagree with whom you need to listen to and love, extending them the same kindness God has shown us? Rick Warren said, "You don't have to compromise convictions to be compassionate." May God give us wisdom as we walk with Him today. And never forget the value of a smile and a sense of humor. You may want to tell someone this joke. Two guys are driving home one night when one asks the other to check if the car's signal lights are working. He sticks his head out the window and says, "Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no."
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.